From North State Public Radio, I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Election Day, Tuesday, November 5th. We'll have much more on the election coming up in this report, but first, a red flag warning goes into effect in the Valley and Foothills this morning through tomorrow afternoon due to fire weather concerns. The National Weather Service says the gusty winds and low humidity could cause fire to rapidly grow in size and intensity. Pacific Gas and Electric Company said it could shut off power to up to 15,000 customers tonight, but as NSPR's Addie White reports, the company says the shutoff shouldn't affect residents as they cast their ballots at the polls.
Wind gusts could reach up to 50 miles per hour. To reduce fire risk, PG&E says it may shut off power to up to 17 counties. In the North State, nearly 2,500 customers across Butte, Tehama, Glynn, Plumas, and Colusa could lose power. PG&E says no polling locations in those areas are expected to lose power, but there is one elsewhere in the state that could. The Calpine Geothermal Visitor Center in Lake County is in an area where power will likely be shut off, but not until around 9:30 tonight, after in-person voting has closed. PG&E says there are no vote tabulation centers that are expected to lose power, but if there were, they have their own backup generators in place. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
The 2024 presidential election is finally here. Butte County voters spoke with NSPR's Eric Adams about which direction they hope the country and state will go in after polls close.
Ballots were mailed out last month for early voting, and some residents in Butte County are dropping theirs back off at local post offices. On the steps in front of the post office in downtown Chico, resident Belinda Leva says she's already voted for Donald Trump. But the presidency wasn't her only important issue. She also spoke out against Proposition 33, which would repeal the Costa-Hawkins Act and allow cities to decide whether to implement rent control.
They don't know what my mortgage is. You know, if you put a rent cap on something, I may not even be able to pay my own mortgage. So for them to actually stick their nose into my business, no. It's a no.
Ann Graves says she's focused on the presidential race, even though she's not very excited about either presidential candidate.
If somebody has to win, it can't be Trump. He's a crook.
At the Megalia post office, Esther Tiedemann braved incoming stormy weather to drop her ballot off late Friday afternoon. Tiedemann says she's looked into solutions to local issues and believes her ballot reflects that. But she said she's afraid some voters could be disappointed by the outcome of the election.
I sincerely hope they will not be violent or just spout off in their rhetoric. I'm looking forward to some time of peace. It may take us a while to get there.
Voters will have until 8 tonight to cast their ballots. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
And even though Election Day is today, we might not know the local or national results for some time. Mindy Romero with USC's Center for Inclusive Democracy says verifying ballots, especially when people vote by mail, takes time.
It does require patience and understanding so that people are not fearful that there's some sort of fraud.
She says the most effective disinformation doesn't necessarily have a far reach, but it can also be hard to discern, like AI-generated deepfake videos.
It's often really targeted, and it's about disruption. It's not necessarily about, you know, swaying people one way or another on a particular candidate or issue.
She recommends that people go directly to trusted news sources and approach what they see on social media with an extra degree of caution. In other election news, a new study from the Public Policy Institute of California shows more than half of likely voters say they have either a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in state elections. But a difference comes once you cross party lines. 79% of Democrats are confident in California's elections, compared to just 52% of independents and only 27% of Republicans. And as with state confidence, different parties feel different levels of confidence in the federal system. A large number of Democrats and about 3 in 10 independents are very confident, compared to just 13% of Republicans. And in more state news, Governor Gavin Newsom's administration is suing a city in Southern California for what it says is an unlawful ban on new homeless shelters and supportive housing. The lawsuit was filed against the city of Norwalk yesterday by the governor and Attorney General Rob Bonta. It claims the city's ban violates several state planning and fair housing laws. It comes after multiple warnings and actions by the state against Norwalk. The state decertified the city's housing element last month after it refused to repeal the ban. That action made Norwalk ineligible for significant housing and homelessness funding. Norwalk released a statement after the decertification, saying its city council is committed to safeguarding the interest and public safety of its residents. It also said its experience with a previous state-funded program called Project Roomkey raised significant public safety concerns. Project Roomkey provided motel rooms for unhoused residents in the city and around the state. And those are your headlines for Election Day, Tuesday, November 5th. But before we go, a quick reminder that it's not too late to register to vote. You can go to any voter assistance center still and register in person. All voter assistance centers will be open from 7 in the morning to 8 o'clock at night today. You can find all of our local elections coverage on our website at mynspr.org/elections and tune in to NSPR Tonight for live special coverage from NPR from 4 to midnight. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For NSPR News, I'm Ken DeBall.